Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm excited to have Sonia Gomez with us. Sonia at AbundantAcres.com is focused on helping families design regenerative food systems, family compounds, and profit centers on their property to live healthy, happy, and free. Sonia Gomez has advocated for alternative health, has been a voice for freedom, and a community leader in alternative health education for the past 12 years. Recovering from a serious life-altering accident, Sonia discovered the secrets to eliminating synthetic medications and holistically rebuilding her health. Food was the first and most important medicine. When Sonia isn't chasing rainbows and telling jokes, she is a wife and mom passionate about projects that are good for people and the planet. Welcome, Sonia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm curious what happened with this accident. What was the deal there and what all did you have to shift?
So 17 years old, living in San Diego, riding the wave of my life. I'm an avid surfer. Or at least I was at that time. I was, you know, working at the YMCA as a in a leadership training and as a camp counselor, a youth camp counselor, and was out on my break and went to ride the wave of my life. Got out there. There was a storm. It was like this whole thing. And of course, I got my butt handed to me by the ocean when a wave knocked me off of my board. I hit the ground like a ton of bricks because it was low tide and just got completely discombobulated in the waves. And I got pulled out of the ocean by the lifeguards, who were like these beautiful Argentinian guys, by the way. So embarrassed. And like all I could imagine thinking to myself was like, half of me was like, please give me mouth to mouth. And the other half of me was like, please get me off the beach.
Oh my God.
So I got up, you know, in a hurry and just feeling like, okay, this is, you know, it's fine. The tingling in my hands is going to go away. I'm pretty sure the numbness in my head is going to go away. Like, just get me off the beach. I was so embarrassed. But unfortunately, what I thought was going to be like maybe a couple days, week long recovery ended up throwing me into this neurological syndrome that the medical industry just kept treating with medications and layering, you know, each pain medication to address each symptom and never the syndrome as a whole. And for you moms who are listening, maybe you can relate to this feeling of like, by any means necessary, I'm going to figure this out for my kiddo. And that was my mom. And thank God she did, because she tapped into the holistic community and found a holistic neurologist. Actually, he was a holistic health practitioner who went back to school to study neurology and actually had spent some time in Israel studying what is now known as the endocannabinoid system. And that... that was life-changing for me because this doctor introduced me to my endocannabinoid system, taught me about phytonutrients, taught me, did some tests that revealed that I was having an allergic reaction to many of the pesticides and herbicides that are used in conventional farming. And by the way, if you've been told that you have an autoimmune condition, or if your kids are suffering from things like eczema, or you know, really, really uncomfortable digestive processes or anything like that, go past the point of what your doctors are telling you, because you never know how you could be affected by conventional foods and farming practices. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was kind of what uncovered my whole my whole journey as far as food. He taught me about what to eat, where to source it from. I really got to tap into my local food economy, mm-hmm. got to empower myself with, you know, growing a lot of our own food. And it was an incredible journey. Within 3 months of following this regimen, I was off all my medications. Within 6 months, I was off all over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. And within 9 months, I had lost 97 pounds and started to feel normal again. When you're in the throes of your injury, you know, I'll just bring this to a close by saying, when you're in the throes of your injury or your illness, it's not really you that's affected as much as your family.
Sure.
And so I really saw, you know, the effects of that. And it was amazing to go from being healthy to feeling like you're dying, and then finding a way out of the darkness and back into the light. And so between God and good food, that's what made it possible.
Yeah, praise God for that. So you were 17 and you started growing your own food?
My mom, we always lived that way. I was also raised with Native American Indians, like fully immersed in this culture. So this idea that you can live with and on the land is very much embedded in me. And so we were growing food, flowers. We were huge parts of our community. We ran a prayer community as well. You know, anything that we could do to build abundance on our land and from our family to make that, you know, community contribution was a huge, you know, always has been a huge part of our life.
Got it. Wow. So, and at that point, were you growing everything yourself? Were you still buying anything from commercially?
Certainly. Yeah, we were definitely buying stuff still. Sure. You know, it's a huge transition to become completely system independent, right? And so be realistic about that, especially depending on where you live. But, you know, if there's one thing I can say is that small changes make a huge difference in what's possible with your health and well-being, the vitality of your family, how you start to offset different, you know, health challenges that you might be confronted with. And so that's the main takeaway here is that, like, and question that you might consider asking yourself are, what are the small things that we can do now that make a difference, that make a huge difference in the way that we feel and function on a daily basis?
Sure. Yeah. So with your focus on kind of sustainable food systems now, what are some of those small changes that you can suggest people begin to make at the beginning, so it's not so completely overwhelming, this idea of trying to get away from all the industrialized processes?
Yeah, 100%. And I think we'll answer this in two parts, because number one is really identifying that there's a problem or a concern in the first place. And a lot of people don't even consider that, right? Like most of Instagram, most of TikTok, and don't think that I know how you are, girls. When you have 5 seconds alone, you might do a little scroll on the on the gram. But most of these images that we see are like, yay, moms at Starbucks and Target. You know, it's like the suburban moms trying to figure out how to get 5 minutes alone and then create amazing environments for themselves. And so the first step first is admitting that, like, you know, what we think is true about our food system and supply chains is not more than ever. And I think that the, you know, the shutdowns and the lockdowns with the pandemic really brought people to a level of awareness that we didn't have before, where we had to kind of sit down and have a come to Jesus moment to say, some of these things are more true than we ever thought possible. And it's closer to home than we ever, you know, considered it would be. And our lives are forever changed because of it. And so the Great Awakening includes recognizing that there is a bigger political divide in our country than has ever been true before. There are interruptions. There are practices happening right now in our industrial food production that, you know, we are not aware of. I just had a whistleblower call me, I would say about a week ago, talking to me about how they're using technology to infuse the plants that are being grown. And I'm talking major everyday things. Our oats, our grains, our corn is currently being infused with nanotechnology, allowing the herbicides and pesticides to permeate our... So what you're eating is infused with chemicals right now. And it's a scary thought to think about and almost too much to absorb.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that you can admit to yourself that something has to change, I guarantee you right now that every single one of us listening knows somebody who's on medication for thyroid, heart disease, you know, diabetes. Every single one of us knows somebody who's recently been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. Maybe your kids are experiencing higher levels of anxiety or depression. Many of these things are connected directly to our chemical exposure, and many of these sources of chemical exposure are coming right through the grocery stores into our homes, and there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. That's why we started Abundant Acres, because in fact, there is something you can do about it. You can, in fact, take the land that you live on right now, whether it's a half an acre or 500 acres, and start to remove the chemicals from your landscaping. You can start to understand what it means to have healthy soil on your property. You can start to plant things like lettuces and vegetables that are low maintenance, but produce a prolific harvest over and over again. Mm-hmm. You can put medicinal herbs into your landscape instead of ornamental, useless plants on your property.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? Like this is a consciousness shift.
Sure.
And once you become conscious and aware, you can still buy beautiful plants at Home Depot, but buy sure. the ones that are edible. You it know, you can still, you, yeah, you can still get, you know, you can still go to the same places and do the same things, but replace your buying habits with things that will actually produce usefulness for you, your family, and your future, should anything happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So just curious, because I've sort of dabbled in a little bit of this, and so is my mom. We've gotten really into trying to grow things. And now I have so much more respect for farmers than I ever have before, because it's not always easy. So what, and we're in the desert, by the way, so that certainly makes some difference as well. So what tips do you have for somebody when they first start trying to do this, and you know, they're trying to find what works, what doesn't work? Are there things that you learned yourself of, you know, well, that crop failed and I needed to make a couple of rotations? I don't know exactly what I'm asking you, but what do you have, what suggestions do you have in terms of how do you go about doing this such that it seems like it's helpful?
Yeah, 1,000%. Number one is I wouldn't go at it alone. Knowing what I know now and the amount of time and money that I've spent in, you know, my front yard, my backyard, on my own, you know, 5, 10, 15 acre properties, mm-hmm. Everything starts with a plan. And whether you're planning a vacation and want to have the most optimized experience for you and your husband and your kids, like, you create a plan. Whether mm-hmm. you're, you know, trying to organize your week and sports occasions and all of these different things, everything starts with the plan. So number one is I would invest in the plan. The mm. plan includes, what do we love to eat? What do we love to cook and prepare in our kitchen? What sure. would we what is going to take the least amount of time and give us the most yield? So really mm. understanding those things about yourself, your lifestyle, your family, help mm. to direct what goes in the ground and yeah. what you're going to do with it when it comes off the vine. If mm-hmm. you just like throw a bunch of seeds in the ground mm-hmm. because you're like, oh my God, I'm going to make this garden. Yeah. Chances are you're not going to get the optimal results. You're going to have weeds going everywhere. It's going to be like, sure. oh my God, this is a nightmare. I'm going back to Whole Foods, sure. you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if you can start with a plan and be intentional about what you're doing and how you're doing it, it yep. becomes a lot more manageable. And mm-hmm. this is, again, this is applicable to trying to take a vacation or trying to organize your week to get all the kids in sports, you know, or extracurricular yeah. activities. Everything starts with really organizing the plan, you know?
Yeah.
Second thing is a lot of, pressure is released with proper preparations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For instance, a lot of people want to just go to the nursery, buy a bag of soil, throw it into a garden bed or pot, and then plant something into it and be like, la, 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 you know, you know, with their hose.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
might work. Uh-huh. However, many of the soils that you're buying in bags are completely lifeless or have been infused with toxic chemicals. So you're just inviting that right back into your house. right?
Okay.
And so you never know what you're investing in. And that's why preparations as a part of your planning make such a big difference. There's people in your local community right now who are producing high value compost that you can purchase from. And now you're supporting small businesses and tapping into a food economy locally that can really help offset some of the challenges and allow you to avoid many of the chemicals that you would otherwise be exposed to. When you work with an organization like mine, Abundant Acres was really built to help eliminate the guesswork. We want to help you build vibrant food sources on your property and help you through the planning process so that the dream you have for your family's health and your family's legacy can be realized without wasting a ton of time and money. We've established the relationships. We understand your grow zone. We know what's going to thrive in your area. And we've pulled together some of the world's leaders in, you know, dry land restoration, growing in the desert, growing in the jungle, you know, all of these different environments we've kind of pulled together because we're on a mission to help empower families to be system independent, healthy, happy, and free on your land while building equity in your asset.
That's
because now more than ever, land ownership and legacy that you're leaving for your kids is it is the way that we need to be thinking if you're not already thinking that way.
Wow. So, okay. So with AbundantAcres.com, you actually help people to go through the planning process. So you're not just saying, go figure it out, but you'll actually help provide that. And then, so my next question was going to be, as far as the soil, how do you know when the soil has been contaminated and when it hasn't? Like, if are there certain brands that you have recommended on there, or can people buy directly from you as far as the soil is concerned?
A combination of both. But your original question, which is a really good one, how do you know? And by the way, if you're purchasing a house or you already own land, this is a great criteria to kind of check in as a part of your due diligence, right? So let's say you already have property. Well, when you work with Abundant Acres, we're going to instruct you on exactly how to take soil tests from your property. And we have a network of PhDs, soil scientists, who are incredible and can tell you exactly what's happening underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. And based off of what's happening in your soil, we can tell you what you have to do or what you can do to create optimal growing conditions. Now, this is ideal if you want to have a cut flower garden or if you really want to be build more self-sufficiency with your food supply on your land. And again, you don't have to become like Farmer John with your straw hat. Like there's little things that you can do to start offsetting the cost of groceries in your household. Or if you want to just have a juicing garden because you're really, you know, trying to invest in your health and well-being right now, there's little things you can do to make a big difference. But everything starts in that plan. And our plan starts with the health of your soil. We work from the ground up.
That's
so we're not going to instruct you to go and buy a bunch of expensive stuff because you can't pay your way into fixing problems, right? We really we partner with science and Mother Nature to share and show us what's happening beneath the surface. Just like you go to a doctor to figure out whether or not you have a broken arm and you use an x-ray, our soil tests are like the x-ray for your earth. And now you know what's happening underneath the surface, and we can give you a customized soil treatment plan so you know how to use household waste to create abundant compost and organic matter for your soil, how we can start to feed the microbes in your soil to build more nutritionally dense food in your gardens.
Yeah.
And again, this is like the coolest thing in the world. Like soil really becomes sexy because you're like, oh, that makes a difference in whether I have to, you know, whether I have aphids or whether I have pests or if it releases it. The ripple effect of understanding this is so much. It's so empowering because now you don't have to depend on chemicals to make your grass green. You can, there's things you can use right there in your house and practices you can implement that make you system independent, chemical free, and, you know, completely healthy on your land.
That's fantastic. Very cool. And so I'm curious because you've kind of alluded a couple of times to freedom and sustainable and trying to, you know, get off grid or out of the system in case something happens in the future. Did you get really inspired on Abundant Acres around the pandemic, or was it before that you started doing a lot of this?
You know, I say this kind of regularly before COVID made this lifestyle cool. This was a practice that my husband and I had implemented. We've had, you know, four kids at home. I'm a bonus mom to our first three. And then I have one belly baby. And so we have kids ranging from 21 all the way down to 7 years old. However, you know, it's been a lifestyle of ours since the first one was born. Everyone was, you know, at home, raised, unvaccinated. We did our best to homeschool or offset, you know, public education in areas that we could. We lived 45 minutes away from town. We grew our prolific gardens. My husband was is in the holistic health space, but trained with a gentleman by the name of Bill Mollison, who's kind of the godfather of food forestry back in the early 90s. So we've always acquired anywhere from 5 to 55+ acres of land, built profit centers. For us, that was aromatic herbs, and we made our own lotions and tinctures and body care products for mama and baby. And then we also had other medicinal herb farms. And then, but always built our food system around us, because who wants to drive 45 minutes for, you know, milk or, you know, veggies? Like, we just, we wanted as much self-sustainability as possible. And however, as the kids got older, we moved closer and closer into town, because the kids want conveniences, they want friends, they want all of this. When the pandemic hit, you know, we were at the peak of our previous industry and business. And I'll just say, because if you look me up, you're going to find that I'm one of the leaders in the cannabis movement, focused in alternative health, you know, really focused on medicinal uses. I've worked with the American Medical Association to create certifications for the medical community and helping them understand how to connect with their patients. And we had served tens of thousands of patients worldwide. We've impacted millions with this story and transformation that there are alternative methods of pain management. You don't have to be dependent on synthetic medications to feel and function, you know, better. And so it was 2020. The shutdowns were just starting to happen. We looked around at our kiddos who were, like, you know, all of a sudden ripped out of their sports and all of a sudden ripped away from their friends and starting to unravel. And we said, whoa, we're out of here. We're getting out of South Denver and going back to the mountains. And so it was then that we moved into a tiny little town with 1,000 people, where people still, you know, had this mentality like, we're okay, we're outside, we're going to be fine. You know, there wasn't this panic and fear mongering happening all around us. And it was at that time that some of our followers from online, we had built an audience of over 900,000 people, and some of our followers who were watching us and our lifestyle started to reach out and say, hey, we're, you know, interested in having a, we're watching what's happening with the supply chain. We recognize what's going on politically. You know, we are really invested in being as healthy as we possibly can. Don't trust anything in the grocery stores. And we want to turn our 5 acres into our own food supply. Can you help us?
Right.
And we were like, well, we can help. You know, have you done this? Have you done that? We made him an offer. It wasn't real. It wasn't a business at the time. This was in November of 2022. But we, you know, made him an offer. He took it. We came out to Florida, tested the water and soil, found high levels of contaminants in the soil from what the landscape company was doing for their lawn. My husband, who's, you know, one of the leaders in soil repair and building living soil conditions, actually created a custom soil treatment plan for them. And we ended up designing an 18,000 square foot food forest for that family.
Wow.
So that was the kickoff. And I have to say that Jesus was working overtime that day, because I came to Florida with my suitcase and my vehicle, never expecting to be in this business. I was going to take a little Floridian vacation from Colorado and go right back home where my family was. But as God, you know, when God puts something on your heart, you know that and you that you try every way to wiggle your way out of it, you're like, no, Jesus, I'm busy.
I don't want to do this.
No, God, you got me messed up. You must have somebody else in my, nope. One person after another just became another layer of blessing, another challenge. It, you know, in some cases, taking us all the way down to where my husband and I were looking at each other saying, are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Are we doing this? Mm-hmm. And through prayer and perseverance and just saying, you know, please allow us to be in your highest service, whatever you have for us to do right now, you know, God, please be at work
right
in our lives. And that brought us to where we are right now. In uh-huh. service to a beautiful woman who's now our partner and client, where we're helping her develop her 124 acres into multi-generational housing, a wow. family compound, a fully sustainable food system here on her property. She's 35-year conventional farmer, so we're helping kind of map out how that transition from conventional to beyond organic practices mm-hmm. or regenerative practices is going to look like. And we're helping her build multiple streams of income on her land, because as a 65-year-old woman, she wants to figure out how to generate, you know, an income and build a legacy for her family.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I've absolutely alluded to freedom, and I've absolutely talked about legacy, because I believe that God wants us to be intentional and purposeful in the way that we are, you know, being fruitful and multiplying. What are we leaving behind to our kids? How are we, what choices are we making today that's going to affect them tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And so I invite you who's listening, you know, if, you know, God wants us to be healthy, God wants us to be happy, and God wants us to be free, but it's not going to come easy. You got to be real intentional, you know, and real focused, and start investing in yourself and your family differently than you ever did before. And think about the legacy that you're going to be putting behind. And it starts with your land. And it starts with your, you know, with your family. What do you want for them? And how can you make that possible sooner, faster?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is definitely fantastic. And that's, as you say, after the pandemic and because of all the supply chain issues, suddenly people became much more aware of a lot of this, but a lot of people just don't know where to start. So that's great. And so when people go to abundantacres.com, sounds like they could go all in and have you guys fly out and assess, you know, all the soil and everything. Are there smaller steps on there that people can take if they're just wanting to begin the process?
Absolutely. So we, of course, there's going to be, and actually the backbone of our business was built on that family who's like, yo, I have land right now. I'm ready to go. I mm-hmm. want results tomorrow. And I want you guys to hold our hands through the process. That's right. Absolutely a possibility. We'll come out to your land, my husband, myself, and somebody from our soil science team. We come out there and we call it done in a day. And in one day, we'll start to sketch it out. We'll personally take your soil samples and your water samples. We'll shoulders to shoulder, boots on the ground, be with you, learning and loving your land as you do, seeing it through your eyes and making sure that we're really capturing the essence of your dream and what you want to see possible on your property in one day.
Yeah.
There's also, we really understand that, you know, we're in the middle of a major economic crisis, right. You know, and that should not exclude families who are working hard, but maybe don't have as many liquid resources available. So we've created packages that allow you to get your complete design done, personalized, but all virtually. So we're eliminating, you know, the costs of travel and accommodation and a lot of that stuff. Sure. And really allowing us to give you personalized, customized attention via the internet. God bless Zoom, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you still get access to our team. But we instruct you on taking your soil samples and then shipping it to us. Sure. We work with you to go through your dream. We work with you to figure out what those things are that you want to see on your land, and can deliver the entire Abundant Acres Legacy Land project design to you all via mail and the internet. Mm-hmm. And so investment with us starts around $5,000, and then we work it up from there. We have opportunities for you to actually come in a live event setting and be with us here and bring your family and let your kids get involved with what you're doing, and also create opportunities for you to collaborate in person with our team. We've done our best to create a program and a process that's inclusive to everybody, meeting you right where you're at. Even if you've never done anything like this before, But you know, you want to create the plan so you can start to implement little by little to match your budget, to match your time availability, and to really give you hope. We want to help you move from fear and operate from faith, give you the hope you need to share, you know, the love that you have for your family by building abundance on your land.
Fantastic. And you've only been doing this since 2022, as far as the actual business is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we kicked off and decided formally to make this a business, I would say in March. But between November and March, we've, you know, served clients all over the region. And then we've enrolled the most incredible team. And between us and our team, we have served thousands of acres across the nation and dozens of different diverse clients, you know, anywhere from the legacy farmer who is starting to see health challenges from the previous farming generation. And they're saying, you know, I think that there's some things we need to change on our land if we're going to continue to do this. And they just need help making a sustainable transition into regenerative practices. All the way to the family, just like a family like yours who wants to make small changes that will make a big difference in the long run and just have no idea where to get started. Wherever you're at, we can meet and match you right there and help you build the confidence and have the clarity necessary to start investing in yourself and your property.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what have I not asked you that you want to make sure you leave with our audience?
You know, I think one of the biggest questions that come up when we talk about food sovereignty and food security, you know, we might think about, we might take our minds all the way to the extreme that we have to be, you know, like Little House on the Prairie and not have any, and not have any amenities.
Right.
So I want to manage those expectations a little bit and say that you don't have to sacrifice your comfort to be self-contained. You can have all of the luxuries of modern day life with being prepared to be system independent. And that's a lot of what we do is help you understand the intricacies of this transition so that you don't feel overwhelmed or become overzealous and invest in things that you won't be able to maintain. So I think that that was like, is always like, what's it going to take? What do I have to let go of? You know, like, don't worry. We don't have to sacrifice everything. Like, I'm a stiletto farmer. I like to keep it fabulous. You know, this can be beautiful and functional. You don't. So that's probably one of the biggest things. And then also, like, what does it take to maintain something like this? The truth is that we partner with Mother Nature to make this a low maintenance, high yield process. Sure, there's going to be stuff and things that you have to do, but you're currently doing stuff and things that's taking you nowhere closer to being self-contained and self-sustained. So let's look at what we can replace in our daily habits that allow us to thrive and be independent rather than continuing to latch on and nurse. You know, off of a system that honestly is, it's not providing a ton, but convenience right now. And how's that going?
Not great. Absolutely. Makes sense.
So that I would say that those are kind of the two things that I wanted to say is that you can be as fabulous as you are, and still have these systems in place for you. And then, you know, there's small things that you can do no matter where you live, if you're in an HOA or if you're completely out in the middle of nowhere, there's things that we can do right now to put a plan in place to help you get and to help you get to where you want to be, you know, whether it's 12 months from now or immediately, it's up to you. We'll meet and match you just where you're at.
Fantastic. So where can people go to find out more about you?
Well, if you want to be entertained, you'll go to SoniaGomez.tv. That's where my podcast is. And that's where you can see a lot more about where I am and what I'm doing. It's like, where in the world is Sonia Gomez? Do you remember where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Where in the world is Sonia Gomez? You can check me out at SoniaGomez.tv. However, if you are a family or individual that's really considering building system independence, if you are concerned about the political divide right now, if you are in alignment with our creator and feeling like you just need to do more and be more, and you have land that you want to feed your family and community with, if you want to build revenue on your property or just increase the equity in your asset, come to AbundantAcres.com. We have a step-by-step plan and process. We hand select every person that we work with. So we'll just invite you to come on to a strategy call with us so we can talk about your legacy land project. You'll get to meet myself and my husband and some other members of the team when you come on board with us. And don't allow money to be the reason why not, where there's a way for us to work with you. And again, small changes are going to make a huge difference in the way that you prepare yourself for what's coming in 2024. I just had dinner with Tucker Carlson and a few other amazing folks that are part of our community. And we were at an event together here in Tampa. And I just have to tell you, after talking with, you know, Tudor Dixon and, you know, Buck Sexton and his beautiful wife, Carrie, and we're all, you know, sitting there and talking about what's going to happen. And, you know, everybody said the same thing. Is just like, there's nothing we can do to control it.
Of course.
The only thing that we can do is prepare for it, right? And so I'll just leave you with that thought, that the biggest minds down to the smallest family are all capable of doing something to allow us to really do what God intended us to do, which is live in faith and not fear, and, you know, be abundant in our life and with our legacy. And so I'll just leave you with that. We have everything that we need to be abundant in on our land and for our life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sonia. This has been very inspiring.
Yes, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be here with you. And I'm excited to have you on my show.
I'd love to. Absolutely.
Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth. So if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com. That's wholehealthdr.com. Type in your location or just the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.